Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. There's good news and bad news. Bad news first. On Monday, the Super Committee failed to cut our debt by $1.2 trillion. I don't think it was any big surprise. If Republicans refuse to raise taxes and Democrats refuse to cut spending, you're not going to get anything done. In my judgment, we spend too much, way too much. Everybody has their hand out, and I do believe that the tax code needs to be simplified and loopholes closed. Europe is ahead of us, although not very far. They have five countries that have maxed out their credit cards. And if you think the public is angry here in the United States, take a look at Europe. The voters over there threw the ruling party out in Ireland and Greece and Portugal and Italy. And just this week, the socialists running Spain were kicked out. Could we be next in line for a political bloodbath? We have an election next year. Let's see what happens. You can live beyond your means only so long, because at some point in time, no one will loan you any more money, and that's where we're headed. And now you have heard an update on the bad news, and here's the good news. We celebrated Thanksgiving this week, even with 9% unemployment, political turmoil. We have a lot to be thankful for. Take the turkey out of the oven, serve up the sweet potatoes, and save enough room for the pumpkin pie. All you have to do is think about the starving, suffering in Africa and realize that we have it pretty good right here in the United States. I was at a dinner this week with Raj Shah. He heads up the Agency for International Development. The countries that he works with suffer misery that we cannot imagine. The discussion at the dinner, more than anything, makes me appreciate the good life that we have here. I didn't say perfect, but still good. My mind looks back to when I was a little boy. We raised turkeys then, and chickens, and milk cows, and beef cows, and pigs, and horses. But on Thanksgiving, my grandfather would clean and dress our own turkey for my mother to cook. And so my parents and sisters would come together with my aunt and uncle and their kids for Thanksgiving dinner. My father would pray over that turkey and thank God for all of our blessings. God bless all of you out there. And I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.